What if I told you that the content that you are pouring your heart into right now might not be doing what you think it is unless you have these things right? That maybe content feels like busy work in your business that isn't getting a lot of results instead of business building work? That all those posts, podcasts, blogs, and reels could actually just be content instead of creating cash for your business? And there's one big reason for that. There is a massive difference between creating content and content marketing. And in this episode, I am going to help you turn this around really quick so you can get back to content that matters for your beautiful business. As a female online business owner with dreams of more income, more impact, and more freedom, you know there's more potential in your business waiting to be unlocked. But figuring out how to shape and transform your biz and get seen, loved, selling, and scaling can feel like, well, a mystery. So how do you cut through the noise, create offers that deeply resonate, sell and scale without you always being on, all while creating a life you love? That is exactly what this show is about. Welcome to Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. I'm Corinda, your small biz marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and online biz bestie. With tens of thousands of digital offers sold, tens of thousands of people helped, and millions of dollars in revenue generated in my own business as a small business owner. And through this podcast, I am here to share it all. You'll gain clear, actionable insights, strategies, and shortcuts to master your online marketing, build scalable online offers, and create a business model that works for you as much as it works for your people, so you can grow your income, amplify your impact, and free up more of your time. Let's get started. All right, let's get into it, because I am seeing a bit of an epidemic happening in the online business world right now, and it is this. So many business owners are creating content across different platforms, but they're not actually marketing with that content. They're showing up, they're posting, they're spending hours creating beautiful, thoughtful content, but it is not doing what it is supposed to be doing for their business. It is not bringing in clients and customers. It is not moving people forward. It's not creating the momentum that they deserve in their business. And to be completely honest with you, it is not their fault. And if you are feeling this, it is not your fault. And I want to send you so much love, because we've all been sold these different ideas around what content should be without being told what kind of content actually makes a difference for business owners. Online, we're taught a lot about hooks, about watch rates, about engagement rates, around this and that. And yes, to a certain extent, those things are important, but only when we are actually using content to market and we use those things to help more people see or engage with the content we are creating. If all we are doing is creating just simple content that doesn't market, the right hooks, the watch-through rates, the engagement, none of that matters, because you can have the best of those things in the world and be a great content creator, but if you are not a great marketer through that content you are creating, you are not going to make the cash you deserve in your business. So this episode, it is a reminder episode. It is a let's get you realigned episode. It is a let's pull you out of this content spiral hamster wheel and into actual strategy kind of moment, because there is a huge, huge, huge difference between content that fills a feed and content that actually markets your business, between creating content to be seen and loved and creating content that actually has you selling. So today, this is exactly what we are going to unpack. I am going to remind you and empower you around what marketing actually is. And I promise that is not as boring as it sounds. It is truly something that can turn your business around. How to know if your content is actually marketing or not, and how to shift from just creating to actually creating momentum. Because here is the thing. You do not need to post more. You do not need to go viral. You do not need to copy what content creators are doing. In fact, you really, really, really should stop that. You need to make sure your content knows what job it's supposed to be doing. And this is what this episode is about. So let's dive in and start with what the heck marketing is, aka what should you be doing in your actual business? So what the heck is it? Why should we be using content to market and not just creating content? I'm going to show you examples of what that means in a second, so stick with me. But marketing is the part that I think a lot of people can actually forget. As I said before, when we get caught up in the, I have to use hooks, I have to be engaging, I have to have good audio, I have to use these camera settings. So often we're forgetting that content is a vehicle and we can use content to arrive at some very different places across the world. And I'm going to talk about that. And you want to use content essentially to move people forward into your offers. And that is what people are either forgetting or that they have never really been taught properly. We're told to do content marketing in our business, but we don't talk enough about what the marketing part actually means. So let's say it loud and clear right now. Marketing is movement. Marketing is the act of moving someone forward closer to converting to your offer, from not knowing who you are to knowing you, from maybe one day or I actually need this now, to, oh, this person knows a lot about this subject, to I want to work or buy from this person. It is about helping someone feel seen, like they are in the right place, and it is about then moving them to a solution, one that they are going to pay for as a business customer. This is what marketing does. It is not just posting. It is not just sharing. It is not just being visible. Some people make money doing those things, and we're going to cover that in a second, but not you. You make cash by converting people. And we get to do all of those amazing things about post, share, connect, be visible, be authentic, and we get to convert at the same time. And this is what we want our content to be doing. We don't want content that just fills a feed but doesn't actually change how someone sees themselves or sees their problem or sees that you are a solution or sees that they need to move forward. So when content doesn't have a job, when you are actually just creating content because you had to post something today or you wanted to try out that hook or you kind of liked this style that you saw a content creator do and you thought you would do it, but you're not actually putting the idea of movement behind it, asking yourself, how does this piece of content move someone into my world? Essentially, it is not doing the job that you need it to be doing. If you are a business owner, your content's job is to market, to move people forward, to create these shifts, to help people feel seen, confident, ready, problem and solution aware, and help them to see why you. So this is essentially what marketing is. And so I want to give some examples around this because I know it's confusing because you might think, but Corinda, I see this content type online from this person I really like with a really big audience and this and that, and they get lots of engagement and it doesn't seem to do that. And here is the thing, there are lots of different types of content online. It was actually really funny. I was sitting down the other day. I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm like an avid reader of like romanticy. So that's, you know, kind of like my little escape. But I got addicted to The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. And I was watching it on my laptop as I was traveling. And so I watched an episode of The Secret Life of Mormon Wives on the laptop. I was grossly engaged with it, right? I was like, oh my gosh, love this. The episode ended and I thought, I'll probably watch another episode. But on that exact same laptop, in the exact same format, hitting that play button, adjusting my, volume, watching it on my laptop on my lap, I also watched a masterclass. Again, exact same length as an average episode of Mormons, engaging in a different way than Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. And at the end of it, I wanted to buy something from that person. At the end of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, I didn't want to buy anything. I certainly wanted to ring my friends and chit chat about like what the heck I had just watched, but I didn't want to buy anything. And here's the thing, right? I watched that piece of content in the exact same way. On my laptop for like 45, 50 minutes, some women on the screen, you know, talking and doing different things. And one of them I wanted to buy and the other one I didn't. And here is the thing. Two different groups of people were using the same vehicle, aka recording a video, putting it on a platform where I could watch it on my laptop, where I am this person's, like both these people's ideal audience, right? And they have completely different purposes. And this is what I want to remind you about of marketing, is that we can use Instagram, podcasting, YouTube, any of those things to actually market. And other people can use those same platforms for different purposes. And sometimes we get really, really, really confused by that. And so there are people out there creating content that has zero job other than to entertain, inspire, or just get views. And that is okay if that is their goal, if that is their content's job. So let me break this down a little bit more because it is important. For content creators, as an example. Now, again, there's nuances to this. Someone might be a content creator and a business owner. They might be a content creator and an influencer. So we can have people who are hybrids. But in essence, a content creator's job, their goal is views, reach, audience growth. They get paid through monetization, often on a platform like YouTube or TikTok. They might also get some brand deals or some sponsorship or some product placement or some affiliate commission or whatever it might be from getting eyeballs on their stuff. So they're not selling solutions. They are actually selling attention. And their job is to win the most attention span, have people watching their stuff. The more watches they get, the more engagement, the more watch through time, the more they get paid. That is their job. If you're an influencer, it might be similar. Their job is essentially like to be popular, to be relatable, to build influence that can be monetized through partnership. So they can advertise on behalf of a company, send people back to that company, and then that company's marketing takes over to make the conversion. But they've sent their traffic there in a really great headspace with trust and all of those things that referral traffic can bring us. And that's why they can monetize their influence. Again, they're not necessarily trying to actually convert someone to a product. They're trying to send traffic to a business that will then convert that. So their content is going to look different. And what we see is a lot of business owners will take inspiration from a content creator or an influencer because they've seen them get great growth, big likes, watch through time. You feel connected to them. And we can adopt this idea that that's what content for a business should look like because they're having success with it, so will I. But it is wrong for you as a business owner to be thinking that because this strategy doesn't translate to business because you are not there to be watched. You are there to be chosen. You are creating content, yes, on the same platforms as these people, just like I watched the webinar or masterclass versus Secret Lives of Mormon Wives on my little laptop screen via the power of the internet. But you, like those two things I watched, have a totally different purpose. So let's be super clear about this. You can learn from content creators. You can learn from influencers. You can see what is working to get seen and get loved, get people sticking around, which is essentially their job. But you need to also then go deeper and you need to make that visibility and that love strategic. We need to tie those things back to your message, your mission, your offer, your person in a way that is persuasive enough for them to say, heck yes, I want to hand you money, not just watch you on my laptop. And so how the heck do we do that? I'm going to give you exact examples of what this looks like versus what it doesn't. And I really, really hope that this is helpful to see the how we can do this. So for example, just content might be a blog on a trending keyword, because that is a very popular keyword. And using SEO tools, we can see maybe there's a lot of people searching for this and it has low competition at the moment. So a content creator or a blogger in the past might have gone through and created a blog on that, a long form blog with lots of keywords, and they might be making money through AdSense, which is where you can get paid to have ads in your blog. And for every visit you get to that page, you can get paid just from people visiting. So of course it makes sense for you to go after these really like high view potential keywords. Now, for business owners, we don't get paid if someone just reads our blog. We just turn into a free Wikipedia if we are just creating stuff that doesn't move people forward. So when we create a blog for marketing, we want to start with real pain points or real desires that clients actually feel, because it is actually feelings that fuel purchases in businesses. The reason people are buying is because they have a feeling or they want to feel something. And it's why we always talk about not selling to people's heads first, but selling to their hearts. Are you feeling this? Are you wanting this? Showing them what's possible, showing them a transformation, role modeling things, and then saying, I can help you. And this is the logic of it. This is what it looks like. And so we want to start with a real pain point, a real desire that people are actually feeling. And then we want to find the keywords around this. So if my people are feeling like they can't get seen online, I want to start looking for things like Instagram visibility steps or keywords that might actually relate to this. I don't just want to go out and look for the most popular keyword today relating to social media, like how to get an eight-figure business a year seen on social media. And that's a huge keyword that doesn't have a lot of competition. I don't want to write to that because that's not my people. Sure, I could get a lot of blog traffic from that, but it's not my people. It's not feelings or pain points or desires they have right now. It's not situations they are facing. So what I want to do is start with pain points, desires, still be strategic, find the keyword that relates to that. And then I do not just want to educate in this blog. I don't just want to be something that someone sticks around on, scrolls down the page, reads everything, bookmarks it and go, oh my God, you know, before the world of ChatGPT and AI, like I've got my answer now. What I want to do is make sure I am connecting throughout that blog. So yes, I'm giving information to show my credibility, but I also want to start to introduce myself. For example, I want to show my methodologies around things, that I understand these people, introduce myself, position myself as the one, and then move them forward. So at the end of that blog, I may have a lead magnet. I may have an inquiry form. I may use the view on that page to retarget via meta ads and actually offer that person like a bit of a funnel, something that they might be interested in. So this is how one thing that we see online that's content, a blog versus a business blog, a content marketing blog, are two different things. Same format, different intention. Same thing as, let's say, like a day in my life type video. And I'm not saying you have to do these, but this is just an example I think everyone can understand. So somebody who is potentially like an influencer or a content creator might talk about a cute, you know, vlog style post with the routine, the coffee, the calendar, what happened that day. And this is because they are essentially selling themselves, their personality. Maybe it is something really interesting and relatable that happened, like come behind the scenes as I build my six-figure corporate career, and you're posting this on YouTube and you've already got a career that's making you money, but you're also making money from people watching the views on this. Awesome. This stuff is absolutely valuable. I am not discounting that at all. It has a purpose. But for you as a business owner, you are not simply just making this as interesting, as engaging, as insightful as maybe a content creator. Yours can have a bigger purpose. Now, of course, you want those things for people to connect to your personal brand, but we want to weave strategy in with this. So we might want to subtly role model a desired outcome your IC have. So like a day in the life, how I achieved XYZ, relating that to something that they want to achieve. Maybe giving people a glimpse of how you worked with clients that day, weaving it in to be able to show your points of difference, to position your business as well. Showing your methods, your outcomes, your transformations, how this fits into real life. We want to go deeper as well and potentially link this to your offer or service, like in the caption, in the call to action, in whatever it is for the piece of content that you're creating where you have a step to create movement to say, I spent the day doing this today. I was so excited on shoot with my favorite client. We were working through her blah. How cute are our outfits? We had the best day. Look at us drinking our matcha. Then after that, I used my secret method to make her all these sales. And by the way, if you want to spend a day with me like this, comment blah, 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 because bookings are filling up for August or whatever it might be. So we can see how as a business owner, we want to drive that next step. Again, a tip carousel, instead of just saying like the five favorite tools I'm using right now for blah, it might be like the five tools that I'm using right now as part of my blah framework to get results and this specific type of result that you want. And then it's like, these are the tools that help me to achieve the best blah routine in my life and my clients' lives. Save this, share it. They're tools that you can use. And remember, it's not just all about the tools. It's the way that you use them. I also help people to take these tools and remove this pain point and this pain point and achieve this desire and this desire. And I do it all in this special way. Can't wait to be opening up spots again in another few months. Or click the link in my bio right now to buy my ebook on this or whatever it is that you are actually monetizing to make sure that your content is tying back to that. See the pattern here? It's not necessarily about the format at all. We can all use the same formats for different purposes. It's not even about the topic, right? Because maybe that same blog topic that that person wrote about just to get money through page views is the same topic you will write about. But it is the intention behind that content to go deeper, to connect, to compel, to position, to call forward. It is not just meant to sit there or just get views. It is meant to be leading someone towards action because they are trusting you, they are learning about your business, they are being called forward. Marketing isn't just telling people something, it is moving them. So, what more things do you actually need to start doing with your content? We've looked at what content marketing is and isn't in these examples. So let's really pull out the exact things I want you to focus on because truth be told, most people aren't that far off. They're showing up, they're posting, the effort is there, the content creation skills are growing. It is the messaging, the positioning and the purpose of what they are using that content for that just needs to be sharpened. So do not just talk about topics. Please, please, please make sure they start from a pain point or a desire. If you own complete content 24/7 from me, if you are part of the Content Mastery Club, you will know that pain points, desires, aspirations are the core of our content. Marketing content starts from meeting your person where they are. So they have this is me, this is what I want. And we actually use marketing to connect with them there to then compel them further by saying, I know you're feeling this way. I actually have this method. You can trust me around this. I'm really credible. I feel you. I see you. I've got stories around this. I can prove I've done this before. And then moving that person forward to convert to say, and if you want to go even deeper, I'll fix this for you. I'll help you achieve it. Convert with me. So that's why we want to make it compelling as well. Don't just teach, connect and activate. If your content is looking like a Wikipedia page, like a textbook, like a ChatGPT outcome, you are going to lose people. You can be strategic and energizing. You can teach and tell stories as well. You can be helpful and still be magnetic. So we want to make sure that we're not just teaching, we're not just saying five tips to blah. We are saying the five tips to blah that took my client from this to that, that I have this much experience in, that I will help you with as well as part of my program, Come Deeper Into My World. We also want to be positioning ourselves as the one. We don't just want to give five tips. We want to give the five tips that were developed from a place of knowing that you want sustainable and not this. We want to give 5 tips that were developed over the last 10 years. We want to give 5 tips in a voice that is exactly the type of voice and vibe your IC is going to relate with and say, gosh, I love her no BS straight shooting. Or gosh, I love how empathetic she is when she delivers these tips. And I can see it's backed up by so much. And I can see that she has client experience. And I just feel connected to her and safe here. We want to share your take on things. Give context around why this works because of your methods, because of your clients, because of your customers. Mention methods, frameworks, offers, community, and connect it to how you support people. A lot of people miss this connection. They feel like it's salesy, but it's not. It's serving to say, you have this problem, you have this desire. Hey, here's some help around that to show that I'm credible. Here's a story. Here's behind the scenes of me actually helping someone else with it. And here's the takeaway. These 5 tips can help you move from X to Z, which is also why I exist. Come and get this freebie. Come and get this offer. Come and get this product. Come and get this solution. And this is the other thing that I want to say. You need to sell in your content. Say it with me. I am allowed to sell. And I'm not saying that every post on Instagram has to sell. Not at all. When I teach people about 20% of the posts on Instagram should potentially have some kind of sell around that amount. The rest can be lead generation, positioning, compelling, all of these different things, but you do want to sell. You want to be, however, moving people forward to sell in a different place, but you need to sell. You can be the most helpful, valuable, inspiring voice on the internet, but if you're not actually telling people exactly how you can help them, they're just going to keep consuming your content for free. They're going to keep loving you. They're going to keep engaging with you. And then with love, they're going to buy from your competitor because the competitor converted them. A rising tide lifts all boats. You're going to do a great job at helping people believe in your industry, believe in your niche, understand the benefits of everything you do, build a desire for exactly what it is. And then your competitor is going to sell to them instead of you. And they are going to be at the point in their buyer journey of going, I am so convinced and compelled I need this. And that person just made me an epic pitch to know that they can solve my problems or help me with my desires. And I see this happen all too often. Please, 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 please convert people. Your content should be a place of connection, a place of value, a place of inspiration, a place that shows why you, but it also should be a place where you pitch people. And that can be wherever you want it to be. It can be you calling people to sales pages. It can be you calling people to websites, to webinars, to podcast funnels, to emails, selling on stories, selling on Instagram, but you need to sell. You have permission to sell. And in fact, it's not marketing unless you are actually selling. Please always remember that. So a final wrap up, we are not here to create content. We are here to market through content we have created. I want you to ask yourself, am I doing the busy work, just creating content and putting it up? Or am I doing the work that is going to build businesses? The type of content that is going to move people forward. Because you are not a content creator. You are not an influencer. We can learn from those people. You are a business owner with an offer. You are not here to be visible. You are here to be chosen. And this is your permission slip to go forth and go deeper and use the energy that you are already putting into content to actually get more results by keeping this in mind and going that extra step to always be marketing. And because it is safe to sell and we use our content for marketing, if you would like more help with this, you can check the links in these show notes to have a look at Complete Content 24/7, which is actually going to help you create content that markets for your social media. And if you want deeper help altogether in developing a brand, a voice, a vibe, those values, understanding your IC's pain points, desires, aspirations, how to create all content around that but also how to create content that actually markets and moves people forward through websites, through emails, through launches and ads, the Content Mastery Club is for you. If you are listening to this soon after it was published, then the Content Mastery Club is open right now, only for a few remaining days. This episode comes out on a Tuesday. The club is closing on the Thursday. So if it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in your world, the week when this was released, head and have a look. But if you are in the future, hello from the past, and you can still click that link to the Content Mastery Club to go through and see if we are open right now. If not, pop your name on the VIP list because often as well, I will open up secret spots in the background if we have space only to that VIP list between public launches as well. But whatever you do, please go forth and remember, we are not here to create content. We are here to create content marketing. And I will see you in the next episode where I keep helping you with all things marketing and making the most amazing businesses that get seen, loved, selling, and scale. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling inspired, fired up, and empowered to make serious moves that align with your goals and version of success, both in life and business. If you loved what you heard, head over to www.thisisco.com.au to find all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you aren't already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode when it drops. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same goal to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. See you then.